I'm Richard Z. Rastafarian from Fear of a Craft Beer Planet, a podcast that talks a lot about the parallels between the beer industry and the music business. But really, we talk about whatever we want. The show is made up of four of us. Me, Richard the Rastafarian, the radio guy, Jay Rose, Ryan Egan, and Rob Forzik. They're the beer guys. They're the ones that teach me about craft beer, and I'm the one that gets the show on the air. You can find us on all social media platforms at Fear of a Craft Beer Planet.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
In 3, 2, 1, and 0.
Podcasting. Best thing happened to me all week.
Yeah.
I went to the, you know, most of my stories are at this grocery store. I go to the grocery store to get some bologna, which I haven't had in a long time. Decades, really. I was like, I'll try some bologna.
Yeah.
You haven't had it in decades?
I haven't had bologna in a very long time. That's when I was silly. A kid, we had bologna all the time.
Yeah.
And you know when you got your little caviar dreams when you're a kid, you're like, when I grew up, I'm never eating Chef Boyardee ever again because this is poor people's shit. I want real food. So then, like, I had enough bologna sandwiches in my childhood to, like, never want one again. But then I was like, bologna, I'll try some bologna. And go to the deli because I was like, I'll get some nice Boar's Head Spanish special fancy bologna. And I asked the lady, I like some bologna. And she's like, okay. And she's slicing this other guy's meat. And she's slicing up turkey, which, you know, I'm allergic to poultry. So I'm like, hey.
I wasn't aware of that.
I'm like, hey, I hate to say this, but can you cut that on a different machine? Because really, just even the cutting it on the same thing is too much.
And you're like a devout Muslim in that sense.
In a way.
Yeah.
In a way, except I have reasons for the things I believe.
Turkey Muslim.
Turkey Muslim.
You're just a turkey Muslim.
Yeah. Well, poultry too. All chicken.
Chicken Muslim.
And she was just, boy, she was dumb. She didn't get it. She was like, you want turkey? I was like, no, I don't want it.
Right.
I'm saying I especially can't.
You want me to slice it with a turkey's beak?
She's like, you want like a pound? And I'm like, no, no. And I'm like, and then she got it and walked over to the thing to start cutting it. And I was like, no, I'm saying I can't have that. So she's dumb. And I'm like, this isn't going to go well. But she starts slicing, and she's like, how much you want? I was like, oh, half a pound. She starts slicing it. She slices, like, a fucking pile of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, and she weighs it, and it's like a pound and a half. But when, Brad's tip, if they ever fuck up your deli, they just give you the fuck up meat.
Oh, that's cool.
They don't put a couple spare slices back in with the log of bologna.
You can't glue it back onto the log.
You can't?
So, no.
You're not supposed to.
No. So if they fuck up. So anyway, I got like, you know.
You got a lot of bologna right now.
$2. Yeah. I'm full of bologna.
You're bologna rich. You got a vault swimming around in bologna like Scrooge McDuck.
This Boar's Head. This is like $7 something, $7.49 a pound.
Shit.
I get a pound and a half for $3.
What?
We should go to Vegas.
We should
really
bologna it up. Yeah.
Let's roll them bologna.
I'm sitting there eating sandwiches, 2-slice bologna. And these are thick slices.
I bet.
These are about 4-inch thick slices.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember my cat ate a piece of bologna with the red.
The ring on it?
Yeah. And it had it hanging out of its butt.
I remember dog poop with the red ring.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It's like a tiny red carpet, you know, to a fancy feast.
It is.
Yeah, when you really think about it.
Yeah.
It is that.
Yeah. That's putting a positive spin on it.
That's the highlight of my week is when I get a little extra deli meat.
Yeah, man.
A little extra bologna.
You're winning.
Yep.
Hashtag win.
Yes.
I'm feeling good about it. I did want to say, since I'm looking over here at the candy, Roxanne was eating candy. And I know we may have talked about this a little bit before. She's eating like Runts and Reese's cups.
At the same time?
At approximately, not like in the same handful, but like, you've got to either have fruity, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you can do chocolate, you can eat like some Reese's and some Hershey Kisses and some Kit Kats and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can eat some Starbursts.
Skittles.
And some Nerds. And
Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
No, Tootsie
Rolls. Well, Swiss Rolls.
No.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich. Taffy.
Oh, Charlie's Rolls.
It's just
yeast
weird.
Rolls.
Am I wrong?
Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
No, you're yeast right. Rolls.
Big Ponderosa.
Oh, Charlie's got the yeast rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it depends. Yeah. You can have like a chocolate covered strawberry. That's tasty.
No, no, that's fine. But that's meant to be that way. But yeah. I'm talking about if you're just like when you would go through like your Halloween bag of, you know, I mean, me, I'd be eating like I'd eat the chocolates.
Yeah.
And then I'd eat the fruits as a separate kind of thing.
What about the gums?
Gum is a whole separate thing.
Yeah, gum's more of an out and about sort of product.
Yeah. You can bridge the gap with a blow pop.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating.
You do need a chaser. I think maybe if you had a soda chaser.
Yes.
Like a Coke.
Sugar. Yeah.
Some carbonation to get some of the syrup out of your mouth, I guess.
Yes.
So this is like to cleanse the palate in between.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys want to do some polls or what?
Yes.
Get on it, man.
Polls.
I've been waiting for this part of the show.
Oh, yeah, you love polls.
Let's Gary see. Loves a good poll.
Well, then, Gary, why don't you get started?
All right, we've got shrimp versus lobster. Shrimp sunk its tendrils into the competition with 71% to 29%.
What?
Yeah. Huh.
I agree with this, but I'm surprised by it.
I am surprised, too, how decisively shrimp... I mean...
I think shrimp's more accessible.
I guess lobster's better as in it's fancier and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the question. Which is better?
It's easier to eat. It's smaller.
Yeah, lobster's kind of hard to eat.
Yeah. It's a project.
Yeah, it's a little bit messy and it's fine. It's not worth it. When you get a lobster, you're like, this was not worth $25. No. This is just sort of...
I've never had lobster.
You've never had lobster?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm scared to try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean won't eat crustaceans stuff.
It looks like it bugs. Yeah.
Made me sick.
It looks like Joe's apartment.
Made me sick. I guess sick.
All right. Well, I guess we'll all settle for that.
All right.
Shrimp is better than lobster.
Talk about stooges. We're not talking about the band.
Ooh.
We're talking about two of the members of the Three Stooges
at
different times, I think.
Yes.
Shemp Howard.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very shampiest people of all time.
Definitely. Yeah.
Curly Howard, the curly guy.
Yeah, Curly Shuffle.
He's got no hair, but he's called Curly. It's funny.
Yeah.
And they, they went at each other. And you know what? It's pretty kind of close. Curly won, but only with 67%. Shemp got 33%.
The problem with Shemp.
Yeah.
Before you can't say his name, is he's too mole-like.
He's got the same hair.
He's got the same hair.
Shrimp versus lobster and shemp versus Curly Howard.
Shemp versus
that
shrimp.
No, that's
shemp versus like shrimp.
Shrimp. Curly is a different character altogether.
Yeah. Just shrimp's an idiot.
Shrimp. But shemp's first, so.
When I think of the Three Stooges, I think of Curly.
Yes.
He's the best one.
I think of Joe DeRota. I think of Curly Joe DeRota.
No, you don't.
He's the one who ended up with the fortune.
Really?
Because everyone else died. He was the last Stooge standing.
Wow. That's a good deal.
How did the Stooges die?
They poked each other in the eye.
Massive hemorrhaging from the eyes. His eyes started to bleed.
All right. Well, let's do this last poll here. We're
going to
bust a rhyme. We've got haikus versus limerick. Haikus, as you know, are the poems that
heard
are
of these.
575
poems. Poems.
Limericks are a different kind of poem.
Once was a man from Nantucket.
Exactly.
Etc.
And limericks, landslided wind.
Mm-hmm.
They really got 80% to haikus 20%. So people is that racist?
It might be.
To not like...
I think people are just dumber.
Yeah.
They don't want to go away... Five? What is five even? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what the results were going to be, so I took the liberty of, off the top of my head, writing...
What?
A limerick and a haiku.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And, you guys feel free to think up some right now.
Okay.
All right.
So here's my limerick, okay?
Okay.
There once was a fella named Gary... whose balls were incredibly hairy.
Yep.
His pubes were so thick, he lost track of his dick, and he became the white Tyler Perry.
Wow.
That's actually just a page from my diary, Brad.
Maybe would it have gone better? Would the pacing be better if he became the white Tyler Perry? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I shouldn't have put and in
there. Why do I become the white Tyler Perry?
because you can't find your penis because your pubes are so big.
Is that a thing that he deals with?
Well, he dresses up like a Madea. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of Madea. You've probably only heard of Tyler Perry and not Madea.
Right.
But I've got another one. I got a haiku.
Okay.
Call Mark Anunson. Ask his advice on money. He makes fun of us.
Wow.
That's a haiku.
That's really good.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
I'll put some Asian some music flute, underneath
some
that.
Wind chimes. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, put some bagpipes over the limit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Then it'll be fine.
Some Flogging Molly.
You guys... Fucking Departed music.
Just battle music from Braveheart.
Yes. Yes.
Just a drunk guy beating his wife.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yes.
You guys got any poems?
Gary's got one.
Okay.
There once was a man named Brad.
Nice.
Who was always very sad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Kroger. They made him madder. And that's why he's always acting bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I actually helped Gary with that.
Yeah. So that counts as yours?
Yeah, that was our collaboration. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well,
I told him that the last line was not great, but he wanted to keep it.
I did.
Yeah.
I persevered.
I was like, you're never going to get a rhyme for Kroger. And he's like, I'll think of one.
Yeah. I was running through the hallways of my mind trying to find that word.
Hang on. Jonathan's handing me
inside the dictionary.
Okay. Oh, looks like Jonathan wrote one.
Really?
Oh, wow.
All right. Let me read this for Jonathan. There once was a podcaster named Sean.
Uh-oh.
Whose dong was exceedingly long.
Yep.
He butt-fucked an ape who considered it rape. And when he looked down, it was gone.
Wow.
Damn. There's something.
That's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. That's...
So there was no ape?
No, your dong was gone.
Oh, my dong?
When you raped an ape.
Really?
That's how I understand. Jonathan, is that what you meant by that? Jonathan seems mad. Is there something you guys want to...
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there
something
happening?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Well,
this episode's going to be one of the worst, I think. Pretty sure.
All right. Well, let's get a call.
Oh, okay, let's get a call in. Let's see what's in the memory banks.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm in need of a word. I'm wondering what you guys would call the disappointment that follows dropping a delicious meal that you just spent a lot of time and effort preparing for yourself. I made some awesome tacos and I dropped them all in the sink and I didn't know how to express my feelings. Thanks.
You dropped tacos in the sink?
She dropped tacos in the sink.
Okay.
Let me first say, I would put money on the fact that she ate those sink tacos.
I bet. Yeah, she's acting like she's sad.
She's acting like playing it off, like, oh, it sucks.
Yeah, I totally couldn't eat it.
Yeah, there's
anymore.
Like black, like slime on it.
Yeah. They like went halfway off into the garbage disposal and like yank it out.
What do you call it when you, what's the sad feeling when you drop your food on the floor?
Mm.
It is a special kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Drop, sad drop. I don't know.
Fuck.
Snack.
Fuck sucker.
Fuck food.
Snack lacking.
Snack a lacking, lacking. Snack a lacking.
Prude. Like it's rude that it fell. Oh. Prude.
Fruit. The food itself is rude.
It's fruit, yeah. I remember.
Yum misery.
Yum misery. I like that. Okay. It rolls off the tongue nice.
What were you saying, Gary?
I dropped, I made like a meal for me and my roommate when I was like 19.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knocked my soda over into it as soon as I sat down and just filled the plate. And I punched a hole in the wall. And my roommate was terrified.
What was the meal?
It's like a bologna sandwich.
That's all it takes.
Oh yeah, he was terrified. He went and got food for us.
Oh God. Yeah.
Somebody better get us some food fucking now.
I cringe when I think about the times I've lost my shit and someone saw it or just.
I dropped a snow cone at the zoo and lost my goddamn mind. Because it was like a $6 snow cone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was this?
Cussing at a lemur.
It's just so, it's so weird that, like, just picture an ocean and then and just like 1 inch below the surface, just a fucking volcano about to erupt. You think fine. Oh boy. All right. Well, let's go on to Brad's tip. Thanks for the call, by the way. If you anyone else wants to call.
What is that number, Gary?
He's got a
call. 1-931-492-9789.
That number is 1-931-492-9789.
Brad's tip. Get yourself a temperature-controlled electric kettle. I've got an electric kettle. My kettle broke. I got one that has different settings for your different teas. You're right. This is a bad episode. You know how I know it's bad? It's because I thought all day about how good it was going to be.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be fun. I think we're going to do rhymes. You guys didn't write any poems.
Sorry, guys.
I had a good one.
Fucking, you wrote that off the top of your head.
Man, I've been visiting my mommy.
I was there too. I was helping Gary because
her
he was
brain
sad.
Has a tummy ache, Brad.
Yeah, she's dumb as hell now. She can't help it.
Yeah.
I was like, I got this great baloney story.
Oh, I know. I was excited. I was riveted. I brought out the red ribbons.
I'm even passing over stuff. I was going to talk about stuff. Let's just call Mark and Nelson.
I'm trying.
You're doing great.
I was excited.
You're doing great. How are you, Mark? I was trying to. I was trying to think of what a good question would be for this topic tonight, and I couldn't narrow it down, so you just give me your takes on these things. The cost-benefit analysis of going to rehab or just staying on drugs, or the cost of getting a boob job, is that fiscally responsible? And I think I had another one. Oh, I think investing the paying the highest ever recording artist fees to sign someone and then they die because they're a drug addict and they OD.
Oh, who'd that happen to?
Oh, you know, if it happened hypothetically to somebody. So what do you think? And also, could you form your question? Could you form your answer in the form of a haiku or a limerick?
Yeah, I just learned how to do a haiku
really?
An hour ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's hear one.
I never understood it.
Well, it's just 575, right? I think. What if I'm wrong and that's not how you do it?
I don't know.
All right. Well, what do you
never
think?
Never liked haiku. We're out of ideas.
Yeah, we were talking about
this thing has run its course.
We were talking about this as our last episode.
We should make the 100th the last and final episode.
Oh, we're just do a different man. Just do a Dungeons and Dragons podcast or something.
Yeah, I'd probably do better.
I think they already have those though, right?
Nah.
Oh, I mean, and they don't have a podcast that compares things.
Let's do a baloney podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get real specific. just really get into like different like smoked meats or something.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for picking up.
Wait, are you going to ask me a question?
I did. I asked you 3 fuck questions already. Yeah, I'm done with this thing.
Like, are we doing the podcast right now?
Look,
I thought this was like – I thought you were like – there was something wrong with the course. So you were just like, hey, this is what we're going to talk about.
Let me ask you something, Mark. Have you ever zipped up your hoodie and you got a little bit of the fabric into the zipper?
Yeah.
That's this podcast. Yeah. Just right out the gate, we fucking
something happened.
Got our dick hair stuck.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, man.
I was doing great.
Gary's doing great. Sean's doing great. Jonathan's weird.
Life is beautiful.
It's just
bad spirit.
Yeah, it's just not syncing up. We're gonna.
Yeah, I didn't know we were really doing. I thought this was just like you're like, let me. I'm gonna ask you 3 questions.
Yeah,
it's like trying to decide which ones we're gonna do.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, you know what we, you know.
How about this? Have you ever gone to Dollywood, and is it worth it? The money.
I've never been to Dollywood because I know without going, it's not worth it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's your financial advice.
That's really good
there
advice.
You go.
Thank you, Mark.
Save your money. Stay home. make some soup. All right,
Brad's
guys.
Maybe have some kind of bologna sandwich.
You could eat the word.
No, it's fine. All right,
just
buddy.
Delete it all.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm gonna make this episode 2 minutes long. Only ads.
Bonus episode.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
All right, now we're gonna turn the corner with the best part of the show, Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Baloney Corner. actually, hey everyone, this is Gary's Amusement Park Review Corner.
Wow.
We just talked to Mark Knudsen, and he shat all over the honor of Dollywood. Dollywood is one of my favorite amusement parks of all time.
Have you been?
I used to go every single year with my family.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I loved it. One of my greatest memories is going when I was 14 years old. I got to go with my crush, and we got to spend the day together riding roller coasters and everything, and it was wonderful. I want to say, too, if they happen to make a Whitney Houston amusement park, maybe I'd change my tune. Pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, they'd probably have something like Overdose Log Ride.
Whoa.
Or maybe even the Bobby Brown Bumper Cars. Or how about the I Will Always Love Funnel Cakes? You know, they do have really good funnel cakes there.
Do they?
Yeah.
What would you call that park? Six Red Flags?
Six, yeah.
Okay. Whitney
that could
Wood?
Be it.
Whitney Wood.
Whitney Wood. Whitney Houston Wood.
I would, if Whitney Wood.
I think it's even better than Disney World. Until Walt Disney gets fake tits, he can go F right off.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Dollywood, go take your family. Haven't been there in 20 years, but it's great.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, hopefully Sean will have some opinion on Dollywood, because now we got Mark saying no, Gary saying yes. I got to abstain.
Yeah, you don't have to abstain.
I don't know. I've never been.
Oh, I haven't either.
I don't think I've been. I've been to Rock City. It's basically the same thing, right?
I think so.
All right. Now it's time for Sean's Corner.
Hey, welcome to Sean's Movie Corner. I just want to recommend a movie to you.
Yeah?
It's a little movie starring a little person you may have heard of called Dolly.
What?
Parton.
Oh.
And it's a little movie called 925.
Yes, sir.
It's I've never seen it, but a lot of people have I've seen people say that it was good. So, you know, you see it, you tell me what happens. Let me know if it's any good.
That sounds great.
And then if you like it, call 1-931-492-9789 and just say like, "Oh, I saw 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
You should see it."
Yeah. I give it a 9 out of 5.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not the Broadway show. Not
no.
the Broadway show. Oh. Musical. Just the the TV just the, movie. The movie.
The regular movie. Show.
Yeah.
The theater movie. Mark, we should have gotten Mark to do his 9 to 5 joke.
Dabney Coleman. Oh, yeah. Does Mark have a 9 to 5 joke?
Yeah, his 9 to 5 joke is.
We'll do it in his honor.
I thought that was a movie about a really hot girl who got less hot. That's not exactly the wording, but it's, you know, the general idea.
I like it.
All right.
If you're listening, Mark, why would you be?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Thank you so much.
Especially this episode.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to that.
He's like, I've heard enough. I want to see what I missed.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Even though we seem to be trying as hard as we can to convince you not to listen to
Doug.
And then it's not any good.
Colleen.
Doug and Colleen. They don't care how bad we do.
Holly. Mm-hmm.
Holly, Trey McLarnon.
Trey.
They're ride or die, man.
Kristen.
Yeah. Whoever else. I'm sure there's two other people.
I mean, if you're another person listening, you have to call, because we won't know your name.
Mm-mm.
And we won't be able to shout you out.
Yeah,
in these...
people love the shout out portion.
Yeah.
We'll shout you out. All right. Speaking of shout outs, here's an ad.
If you're a fan of Brad Edwards, check out his debut comedy album, How's the Comedy Going? And his follow-up album, It's Going Okay. Available on iTunes, Spotify, and the trunk of Brad's car.
And now it's time for Which Is Better?
Let's get ready to rumble!
I don't know! Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now!
Which is better? Dolly Parton versus Whitney Houston.
Mmm.
Dolly Parton versus Whitney Houston. Female singers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big time people.
Yeah.
So both wore dresses.
Yes.
Dresses. Yeah.
Both had hair.
Had tons of hair.
At points.
Tons of hair. Let's see. Got reactions.
Dolly Parton.
Really?
No contest.
Really?
Man.
No contest.
I loved her as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, half the reason why I wanted to go to Dollywood was because I thought there might be a chance we'd hook up.
You
really?
I was like 11, and I was like, I can convince her.
You could.
Yeah.
Okay.
that Dolly Parton would sexually assault you.
I would get what a like, dream. Sad that she wasn't there.
Oh yeah.
Oh Gary, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, by judging by your surprise, I think I can gauge what Sean's answer is going to be. What do you think, Sean?
I'm going to say Whitney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not based on a lot, but Whitney.
Okay. I'm going to say Dolly Parton, too.
Really?
I think I'm just a country boy from Tennessee. Yeah. Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton. Yeah. Love Whitney. Whitney's...
She's great.
Great.
She's fine.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly Parton's awesome. And full disclosure, I've met Dolly Parton.
What?
I met Dolly Parton, and I used to date Dolly Parton's seamstress, the girl who'd do her costume.
Really?
Full-time job.
I bet.
And and she's a sweet lady.
Just making the bras would probably.
Well, you'd be surprised. She's a short, tiny person. She's,
yeah.
Her proportions are very voluptuous.
Right.
But yeah. She is a small person.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got hair piled up high, but she's short, like... Tiny person.
She okay. is little.
So, gut reactions are we got two for Dolly, one for Whitney. Racism. Let's go. First question.
Yeah.
R&B or country?
Oh.
Both of these ladies had crossover pop hits and gospel stuff going on. So, but let's basically talk about R&B or country.
R&B, man.
R&B.
Way better.
Rhythm.
A bit of soul. Yeah.
Blues.
On the whole, sure.
Yeah.
It's R&B, great.
I mean, I like some country, but...
I like some country, and I maybe 90% of R&B I am indifferent to.
Really?
Like, it just seems like it's just not meant for me. It's not, yeah. So it doesn't touch
you
me.
You have no soul.
I don't
you
have any soul.
You might not have a soul, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, when I'm thinking about R&B, I'm thinking of, like, a sexy black guy with his shirt unbuttoned, the wind is blowing,
hell
he's
yeah.
singing with his arms out into the sky. Yeah. Maybe it's raining.
There's just Roman pillars for some reason.
Yes.
I'm thinking of 112 or something. Cisco.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, that's R&B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just belting it out.
Just a white grand piano sitting there. Yes. Not being played.
I'm just thinking of Pony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That I like. That's in the 10% mm-hmm. of the stuff that I'm like, okay, I'm going to dip my toe in this. I like this. So R&B. Yeah.
R&B knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Also.
Yeah.
There's like so much kind of R&B inspired pop that I like as well.
That's true.
A lot of the pop music I like is just kind of R&B that got famous.
Both of these ladies,
Michael Jackson,
got a little bit of shit, like Whitney Houston for not being, you know, because Whitney was like, I want to be white people famous. I want to be mainstream a little bit.
Yeah.
That's where the real fame and money and stuff is. And so some sort of like she's straying from her R&B roots.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. she did a lot of ballads and shit.
She did. She'd stray back and forth. All right, so that leads us to the next question. Which is better, black people or white people?
Wow.
Black people, man.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Yeah.
We're allowed to ask this question if we all say black people.
I mean, I was thinking about this, and I'm not trying to seem any type of way, you know. but, like, growing up, all the media I consumed for the most part was black media. It was like Fresh Prince, Kenan and Kel, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I mean, even that is such of the same. Right. You know, even Eminem.
That's still black culture, really.
Oh, certainly.
Being realistic about
appropriation.
It.
That was what I loved because it was cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Well, let's move on to the next question then. Acting.
Ooh.
Let's talk about acting. We're talking about movies. Dolly Parton's got a lot of movies, but boy, a lot of them.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
9 to 5.
Yep.
Anaconda.
Yes. Anaconda 2.
Is she an Anaconda?
She is an Anaconda.
What?
Dolly Parton's an Anaconda?
She ran the puppets. She was the puppeter.
Gary. I
y'all
think
believe.
You're a goddamn liar.
Y'all believed me.
I think you're a goddamn liar, Gary. Yeah.
I'd believe it. She has a production company who produced Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What?
So you never know what the fuck Dolly Parton's
into. TV show or the movie?
The TV show.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
She must be rolling in it.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
She was
in that one. I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm...
Was she in Fried Green Tomatoes?
Heartstrings. No, Fried Green Tomatoes is... Wait, was she? No. Steel Magnolias is easily confused with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's her...
Filmography?
Acting. Well, I'm skipping some of them that look, I'm seeing, and I'm like, this looks like some Hallmark.
Dolly's Christmas
special.
Yeah. I like her acting in commercials where she's like, hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
I'm Dolly. You ready to have a great time? And yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I am ready to have a great time, Dolly. Thank you for offering.
Well, let's talk about Whitney Houston's movie career. She made a big splash with her movie, The Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Sparkle. Maybe you've heard of The Preacher's Wife. Maybe you've heard of Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, I have heard of all of these.
And she was the fairy godmother in the TV version of Cinderella.
Really?
Yeah, she was in some weird things. Apparently,
she's going to be in Queen of the Damned, but then she died.
Oh, what? I think that's really? Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Jesus.
Let's move on to TV shows.
I think she was actually in Queen of the Damned, though, right?
Really? She might have been.
Was she?
Aaliyah is in Queen of the Damned.
Yeah. All right, let's just move on to TV shows. Dolly Parton had a variety show called Dolly, which was good.
Really?
But it only had one season because she had, it was too taxing on her vocal cords.
Oh, so yeah.
Of course, the Porter Wagner show was where she made her big thing. And whereas Whitney, the only TV show I could find that she was in was Bobby Brown had a reality show
called
Being Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And it fed into why everyone thought this was such a train wreck because it was like you got to kind of see. I mean, obviously, when they first met, Bobby and Whitney were kind of on the same level of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby's shit went one direction and Whitney's shit went another direction. Yeah. So it was sort of like she didn't want to do it. And anyway, so I think I'm going to give this round to Dolly.
Yes.
Dolly. Although Dolly movie stuff, like Waiting to Exhale, Whitney could act. She did a good job. Yeah. Not that Dolly Parton did a bad job, but Dolly Parton was like,
she's still Dolly Parton.
I'm
going to
play Dolly Parton, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I'm just Dolly Parton, but I work at an office.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So
it's me, star Dolly Parton.
So for movies, Whitney, for TV, Dolly. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because she was, Porter Wagner was, that was a fun time. Okay.
I mean, come on.
Bigger Dick.
Wow.
Bigger Dick.
Has to be Dolly, right?
I think it does.
Even if she had a small dick, she would get it elongated by doctors.
She'd get saline injections for sure.
Can you get saline injections in your dick?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Do it at
home. Saying bigger tits?
You can do it at home. I mean, I guess you can, but that sounds like a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it
is. Doesn't it just get bulbous and weird
pretty
bubbles?
Much. Looks like a larva, pretty much. Or a queen ant.
Humpback shrimp.
Queen ant.
You know the queen ant when they're pregnant?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
That's what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds hot.
Looks like when you blow up a balloon, but only part of it starts to inflate.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how it looks. That's how you
like
need
a clown balloon, like one of the really long ones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now I'm gonna rattle off some awards. These are critically acclaimed singers.
Yes.
Singstresses. And And although I think the show's been a little down and maybe it's boring to just rattle off stuff, I'm going to ask you guys to, and you, if you want to pull up the lyrics, you can.
Oh, yeah.
To softly sing Jolene while I'm scrolling through. Okay.
We'll have to parody it, so we should change a word.
Okay, just sing it. Sing it badly, all right? Okay. And here we go. This is for Dolly.
Jolene.
Academy of Country Music Award, 11 wins, 43 nominations. American Music Awards, 3 wins, 18 nominations. Billboard Magazine Award, 24 wins, 59 nominations. British Country Music Awards, they love her in Britain. 6 awards, 6 nominations. BMI Awards. Okay, 46.
BMI?
Yeah, BMI.
Body Mass Index
Awards. Cashbox Awards, 27 wins, 76 nominations. CMT Music Awards. 12 wins, 48 nominations. Country Music Association Awards, 10 wins, 45 nominations. International Bluegrass Awards, 2 wins, 4 nominations. Razzies, 1 win. Really? The Razzies, 3 nominations. Emmy, 0. But 2 nominations. Golden Globes, 0.
The Harper Valley PTA.
6 nominations. Grammys. 9 Grammys she wins. 49 nominations. Tony, 0. But 1 nominations. People Choice Awards, 3. With 6 nominations. And for Dolly, we have a total of 153 awards and 415 nominations.
Shit.
That's a lot that of awards ton. Winning.
Holy fuck.
Okay, now we're going to do Britney, and you guys feel free to sing.
Britney.
Britney.
Britney. Britney. Britney. Hughes.
Yeah.
Whitney. Whitney Spears. You guys feel free to sing The Greatest Love.
Okay.
You Believe the Children is the Future.
Okay.
It's that one. American.
She's a maniac.
American Music Awards, 22, 38 nominations. Billboard Music Awards, 16, 21 nominations. Soul Train Music Awards, 7, 16 nominations. World Music Awards, 14 with 20 nominations. NAACP Image Awards, 29 and 34 nominations. Emmys, 1, 2 nominations. Grammys, 6. You know what? Dolly Parton awarded her one of her Grammys.
What?
For, guess what? I Will Always Love You. How do you think of that? And that's all I could find. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Whitney Houston was the most awarded female artist of all time.
Holy fuck.
With an astounding 415 awards.
Jesus.
Okay.
As of 2010, I didn't find that many, but I suppose they're all out there. Who's the bigger award winner? Now, these are different awards. Mm-hmm. And, and let's be honest, some of these are kind of horseshit awards.
Yeah.
Like the, what, the Cashbox? I don't know what the
NAACP?
BMI. Yeah, who they?
Wow.
Oh, boy. I'm just kidding.
No, he's kidding.
It's like, obviously, that would be the...
Oh, Gary.
That's the joke one.
Oh, Gary.
It's the only funny nervous. Option.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, Gary.
Dolly Parton won a KKK award.
Did she?
Yeah.
For worst or most racist tits?
Did they change what the C stands for in NAACP?
No, I think it's still a C.
Still
same
people.
C.
Yeah.
Well, but that's... incorrect, politically incorrect.
Yeah, well, it's people of color now, but I think they just went, we don't want to change the whole goddamn name.
Yeah, but I wonder,
the words.
You could change NAACP.
We're gonna have to remake
C word in there.
Mm-mm.
Somehow.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not saying that C word. I'm saying a C word.
African American.
Yeah, maybe that.
Cool people.
Cool people.
Yeah, that really would work.
Cool people. That would work.
That's better.
There you go. Take Brad's tip.
If you're listening, the NAACP.
Yeah, Mr. NCP.
This is playing. Our worst episode is playing at like an NAACP conference. Just an auditorium filled with people.
Just listening.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy.
Huh, what is this?
A tape player sitting on stage for the podcast.
Someone has transferred it to a cassette tape. And it's like a big reel to reel.
Yeah.
It's huge. 3/4 inch reel to reel.
All right.
Let's
do songs.
Okay.
Let's just talk about songs. Obviously, I Will Always Love You, both of these people. But let's do Whitney first. We'll go out of order a little bit.
Okay.
Higher Love.
Yeah.
I Have Nothing.
Yeah.
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yep.
When You Believe, Greatest Love of All, Moment in Time, I'm Every Woman.
Oh, yeah.
What are some hits?
I think those are the hottest hits, I'll be honest.
Hottest hits? Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, that's still pretty good.
She had a million hits.
Run to You.
I listened to her hits today, and I didn't care for it.
Whoa.
It's too many ballads.
Shit.
Too one note, you know?
Shit.
Now, I did like her later stuff. The 2000 stuffs I like.
Shit.
All right.
I liked her feature with Real Big Fish. That was good. Played the trombone.
Yeah.
How about these songs? How about Jolene, 9 to 5,
yeah.
Islands in the Stream,
yep.
Coat of Many Colors,
oh, yeah.
Greatest Gift of All,
yep.
Here You Come Again, Faith, I Will Always Love You, obviously.
Sure.
Go Tell It on the Mountain. And she writes her songs, so I
true.
Don't know. I don't know that Whitney wrote much, but...
I don't know if she did either.
Better songs. Whose songs do you like
For
better?
Me, fellas,
yeah,
it's... It really comes down to one song, and that is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just one of the great songs of all time. It's just a great,
fun.
Feels so good. Yeah. She's singing like crazy.
She's dressed like a little girl.
Yeah.
She just, it's she would dress like just a kid at the mall.
It's fun and it's wild.
Yeah.
One of the problems I have with Whitney Houston that I share with Gary is that it's too much ballad shit.
Yeah.
It's
much belters. That's still a pretty good one, but it's like, if there were like 10 I Want to Dance with Somebody's on every record and then like one or two ballads, I'd be fine with it. Like Michael Jackson style or, you know, somebody like that where it's like, okay, we got a ballad or two because you have to have those, but she make the party happen for fuck's sake.
She had a very sad parallel kind of Michael Jackson life.
That's true.
With the drugs and the
Turn
stuff.
Turn that frown upside down though.
She was sad. I mean, I get that she wanted to sing ballads because that's like a you're a lady really singing kind of song. Yeah, like, oh, I'm really kicking the ass of this song by going. That's how you show that you're a really good singer. Yeah. By going,
incredible range.
Well, she didn't do that as much as some.
You're right. For me, out of these, it is I Want to Dance with Somebody, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think Dolly has great songs, too. But
what do you think, Gary?
For me, fellas, I'm sorry.
I'm going with Dolly.
Yeah.
Salvador. Yeah. Mm. No, I think Dolly. It's
what was
like,
her? She had some kind of pro, like she did a song for that trans movie, Transamerica or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm a Traveler or
wasn't it just
like
called
that.
Miss America or something like
Maybe,
that?
Maybe, but she got like death threats for that.
Really?
Who the fuck would death threat Dolly Parton? But yeah, the gays love her.
Yeah.
There's actually a good documentary about fans of hers that's pretty intense. Yeah, yeah, really? She's got some weird fans.
Oh, I
for
bet.
Sure.
Well, okay. Sorry, so I cut you off. You were explaining how Dolly Parton's the best.
I like her music. No, I just love her.
Yeah, yeah.
She was always there in my childhood. Like, she just was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, let's.
Are we counting the really slowed down version of Jolene? That's a classic track, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard the
we'll
really
count
slowed?
That is good.
It's terrifying.
I guess there was a lady worked at a bank, and her husband, she'd flirt with her husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she didn't care for that, so she wrote Jolene. And then on some talk show, she was talking about how she saw, her name wasn't Jolene. There was a little girl named Jolene, and she's like, that's a cute name. I'll use that name for write this song.
But
the woman at the bank was not, anyway, whoever this song was based on. Dolly Parton like saw her years later. She's like, yeah, she didn't hold up. she's sweet. Yeah,
we find out it was Whitney Houston.
Whoa!
Yeah. I've heard.
Wow, Whitney.
I don't even want to give that any airtime. But like, I've heard stories about Dolly and having some sort of like an open.
I have. Because her husband's old as fuck.
Yeah, and I've heard Whitney had maybe gay girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I heard it.
That's
and
cool.
In Bobby Brown's book, he said that they would have three ways and Whitney was into the girl part, but Bobby Brown's probably full of shit.
Yeah.
But she just had like this one woman in her entourage that everyone's like, they're pretty close.
Yeah.
But we don't know that. And whatever, that's fine if it wasn't.
Who's this woman with overalls you're constantly bringing around?
Let's talk about their songs that are duets. Obviously, Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream is a
great,
really good.
Great song written by the Bee Gees.
What?
Really? Yes. It's got to feel. Yeah.
You
feel.
Just the
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like, yeah. Bee Gees wrote that part.
Fuck yeah. Congratulations, Bee Gees.
I always dream
Give
about
boys.
If I ever was like hanging out with Dolly Parton to sing Islands in the Stream with her, and then friend of the show, enemy of the show, Jill T. Wilson posted a video of him singing Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton, and
what?
I wanted to drive to his house and punch him in the fucking face.
Disgusting.
So
he was
mad.
Like, he's like a cameraman and he was filming something and he just sort of YouTubed him singing with Dolly Parton. Although like, a little bit into it, she's like, okay, let's wrap it up.
All right.
But as sweet as she is. Anyway, but that song, Islands in the Stream, just great.
It's so good.
Whitney Houston's had a duet with Bobby Brown called We've Got Something in Common. Wasn't really a big hit.
I remember it.
But it was very much like, they don't believe in our love. And, look, for Hollywood crazy superstardom, they were married for a while.
They were married for long as fuck.
I mean, you know, but
they'd probably still be married if they weren't.
No, they got divorced.
Such hard lives, right?
Yeah.
Did they get divorced before?
They got divorced around the time of that awful reality show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that'll ruin your marriage.
Yeah. It's sort of sadly kind of an Amy Winehouse thing where you can't stop doing drugs if your partner is a drug addict.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give Duet to Dolly.
Dolly, congratulations. You did it.
All right. Bigger diva.
Whoa.
Probably Whitney.
Yeah.
Dolly seems nice.
I think Dolly has like a sense of humor about herself.
Yeah.
Like she's very self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the whole thing's absurd.
She does. And her voice is, I think, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little girly. And she was originally the record companies were like, basically, we're going to make you Britney Spears. We're going to make you Whitney Spears Houston. And
yeah,
she wanted to do country. But like, yeah, she's not, she's got a great voice, but Whitney Houston's. Belts in the fuck yeah. out.
Whitney Houston kicks ass.
And there's something magic about seeing somebody just fucking nail it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know?
Without even, it seems like she doesn't even try.
She just blows them out of the water.
And what's weird is Whitney, we're talking about the songs and stuff. Her, when she sang the Star Spangled Banner, they sold like a million copies of it. Who buys a,
people easily sing, the worst song in the world.
It's an awful song, but it's also not like a song yet. It's like, oh man, hey, check out this new CD. It's the Wedding March.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's a graduation March. It's like,
oh shit.
Sing a song you
This Happy Birthday remix fucking kicks ass.
Yeah, you don't listen to the Star Spangled Banner.
You cop that new O'Reilly's Auto Parts single?
O'Reilly's!
Auto Parts. Well, anyway, that's how great she nailed it.
She's really good.
Although, man, at the end, you ever see that like video? It's like there's a video of like, the last time she sang.
Yeah.
And it was like on a, it was like the day before she died or something.
What?
And it's on like a camera phone and she's singing Jesus Loves Me or something like that.
Yeah.
She's all, I don't know if she's drunk or if she has just lost it, but she's like, terrible.
Man.
Oh, and that's it's dark. It's so fucking sad. It really makes you feel like.
We should slow that down like Jolene. See what it sounds like.
Probably kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound like Tom Waits or some shit.
Guar.
Bigger diva, but Dolly's got sparkly clothes.
That's true.
Glammed out.
That's true.
But I think diva, bigger diva, Whitney.
It seems like, at least based on that show or the little bits of, you know, her on that show that I saw, that like if someone fucked something up, she would be like pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess makes sense.
I don't know. I remember listening to NPR years ago when there was like the guy, I guess it was right after Whitney Houston died, and he was like the drummer, and he, well, maybe this does speak to your point or maybe against it, but he was talking about one time it was time to play a song and he started playing the wrong song.
Uh-oh.
So the band's playing one thing and he's playing another.
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurs to him he's doing the wrong thing. And he's like, oh, fuck.
I'm done. Yeah.
And she's just like, play that drum, boy. You know, and she just sort of rolled with it. But she's probably high or so. I don't know.
She's like, oh, that sounds a good time. Fucking so awesome.
It's like, his story was about how he fucked up, but she was okay with it. But the fact that that's a story means that maybe typically she wouldn't.
Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe just most people wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, James Brown would definitely
fine you $5 for not having your shoes polished.
Yeah.
Okay. Sex symbols.
Oh.
Like all women, this all comes down to who's fucking hotter.
Wow.
No, but really, Whitney Houston, beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Before she was singing, she was a model. She was the first African-American female to be on the cover of 17 magazine.
Really?
And I think Glamour as well. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's
and
gorgeous.
And just like that kind of long, willowy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know.
It's that like kind of perfect look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That model look.
It's almost boring like, how perfect
they
look.
It's too perfect almost.
Yeah.
She's really gorgeous. And Dolly is very big hair country, very voluptuous, whole different body type, whole different thing going on.
How?
But the thing is, I don't, neither of them are exactly sexy. I know Dolly Parton has big tits. Her tits are so big that it's almost a punchline of every joke when I was a kid.
But she's not very sexual.
No.
Yeah.
She's, big boobs are sort of like the go-to point. When you talk about big boobs, you're going to talk about Dolly Parton.
Right.
Even to this day. But it was like, almost not sexual somehow.
Yeah.
And Whitney was almost like a Greek goddess too perfectly cute to even be thought of as sexual. So you don't really think about fucking either one of them.
Yeah. How,
but they were both sort of sex symbols.
How much did Dolly's jugs grow? Like, how much did she add on?
I think what it is Dolly Parton, she's born in the 40s or so. She's an old lady.
Yeah.
So in the 70s and 80s, we didn't have perfected boob jobs. So big naturals were the only way you were going to get big tits.
Yeah.
And she had big naturals in a time when it just didn't happen.
They were putting fucking moon pies in them during that time period.
They would like put glass balls inside of boobs. And so, I mean, it was a mess.
She's not
pig bladder.
I think she in time had a lot of nips and tucks.
Okay. But originally she just had...
No, she's just had big
They
boobs.
Were just big naturals.
Big naturals happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
But, well, right, we're so used to now seeing... Even big butts now are almost like, that's a butt implant.
Yeah.
Like these weird women who are built like...
Yeah.
You know, like a tooth or something. Yeah. Like this weird wide hips.
Like a dog bone.
Yeah.
And it's like, that can't be... natural,
no.
Or you have to just really go work specific workouts.
I guess if you just do like a million squats.
Lady came out now with the physique of Dolly Parton, everyone would assume she's had a boob job.
That's true. I had always assumed that she had a boob job, so now...
Mm-mm. I mean, I think in the meantime, maybe just for the sake of buoyancy or whatever, she's I'm guessing at that. But I don't, and obviously she's had some facial stuff.
Buoyancy?
Too. Well, you know, I think some biggins like that, we gotta start saying.
Yeah.
I love her big mouth. She's got a huge mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sex symbols, you know, and just to be clear, this is nothing to do. We talk about when men are head to head. Who's
sexier. Talk about fucking guys?
Yeah, we talk about that even more.
Ryan Gosling,
which is better, overdosing on drugs or growing old, burn out or fade away? We've had a few of these.
Man,
you know, she didn't really go out on top.
Yeah, I think Whitney was already such a legend.
Yeah,
like such an insane legend that that's a pretty cool way to go out, even though she was kind of maybe having darker times. It's not like she was not famous anymore.
No,
it's just like she had, you know, fucked up a lot. So she was.
I believe Whitney would have had more hits.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she had, like, some people, they kind of have their one hit wonders or whatever, but Whitney came back like five different times.
Yeah.
Hits and stuff.
I mean, it does seem cool because then you do a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
You feel probably pretty good when you're on drugs.
Yeah.
And then you're dead, and then you never feel anything ever again.
Yeah.
It seems like getting old is probably pretty lame, even if you're very rich. I'm sure Dolly's like, oh, God, how many,
she's
how
really
many
rich.
Shows do I have to do this fucking year?
A lot of her money came from Whitney covering I Will Always Love You.
I bet.
Because that was her song she wrote, and that's like one of the top selling... I think it's number 7 best-selling soundtrack for The Bodyguard of all time.
Dolly's had a good career, though.
Dolly's like, in her own right. Yeah,
she's almost like Betty White, the way Betty White was a few years ago. Like, I feel like Dolly shows up in the news every couple months now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dolly's great.
She's big right now because of the Dolly Challenge.
What's the Dolly Challenge?
Oh, all the things that people are doing on Instagram where it's like LinkedIn, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
That she did that first, I guess.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm sure... Somebody else did that first.
Yeah, but she
somebody on her Instagram team did it.
And she's become like a huge feminist icon in the past few years, it seems like.
And for the LGBTQ+
community.
Yeah.
Because she's like, and especially in the country world, you can't be like, hey, it's okay to be gay. But she's like,
right.
God bless you. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. This is a big one. We sort of had to leave it towards the end a little bit. Better, I Will Always Love You.
Oh.
Both of these ladies saying, I Will Always Love You. Obviously, it was written by Dolly Parton for Porter Wagoner as a sort of farewell to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dolly Parton's version is more genuine.
Yeah.
It's sort of arranged a little bit different, but Whitney Houston just fucking nails it.
She makes you feel it.
Yeah.
I feel like I listened to both today, and I was like...
I did too.
The Dolly Parton version's kind of like, well, yeah, I'll always love you.
Yeah.
Whereas Whitney Houston's like, I will always...
Yeah.
You know, just it's, like...
It's weird to, like, hear a cover that you're almost more familiar with the cover
at this point.
And then when you go back to listen original, it's like, oh, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, suck. It's like, you're not very good.
Dolly, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Learn how to sing your own song.
It wasn't even that big of a hit for Dolly.
Right.
Although I do remember it, you know, being, when I was a kid, I remember hearing that song before I heard Whitney to it. But
sure.
A lot of people hadn't. And I don't know. It's sweet. It's sort of like the sentiment of the song is, you know, I'm not what you need. I'll always like, it's like,
yeah,
Porter Wagner's, you're going to only get in his way, Dolly. You need to give him room to go be Porter Wagner. and I'll go on and just conquer Hollywood and fucking have. Yeah. And Whitney's like, it's a weird song. It's a weird song. It's like, how much I love you, but we're breaking up.
Yeah.
And it really touches your heart. Sean, which is better version?
I think Whitney's is better.
Yeah.
Also, it's got a really good video.
Also, it's got the.
Yeah,
the drop.
Yeah, the Dolly's doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Also, Dolly talks. Whitney sings the talking part, like the, you know, I wish you joy, and that's how Dolly does it. She's like, I wish you joy and happiness. But Whitney just goes ahead and sings the talking part.
Yeah.
And I wish you your joy. Yeah. Okay. So, but. It's weird that Whitney's signature song is a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Pretty strange.
Although all of Whitney's songs are, I think, mostly written by other people. I could be wrong about that. Oh, go ahead.
I would say Whitney Houston's version is a love letter. Uh-huh. Dolly Parton's version is a postcard.
Oh.
Wow.
Wowee.
Okay. If you're listening, Dolly, I'm so sorry said that.
I still love you.
Dolly.
I'll see you at Dollywood.
You probably remember me from dating your seamstress and when I was a teenager serving you pizza. But
really?
I apologize for Gary.
What kind of pizza did you serve her?
When I worked at Pizza Pizza.
Oh.
She would drive through. We had a drive through with the thing. And she would have the big old sunglasses on, movie star scarf over her head. She never left the house unless she looked on time.
Yeah.
She's like Prince. She's like, no. Her house caught on fire one time. And they're like, we got to get out of the house. And she's like, okay. And just went and started putting makeup and shit on. She wasn't going outside.
Funny.
Because of the tabloids. You get one picture of Dolly Parton with her hair down and not makeup on, and they'd fucking post all over. So anyway, what did we miss? Did we miss anything?
I think we got it all.
They both loved the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
They're both Lord lovers.
They're right.
They both had Christmas albums we didn't really talk about.
I have a story.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Gary.
When I was in public school, second grade, they had a talent show. And I remember one of the kindergartners, their parents dressed this girl up every year that I was in that school.
And they put balloons
as Dolly
in her shirt.
Parton put balloons in her shirt.
I've seen that.
And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Everybody be cheering.
What did she sing?
9 to 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did she lip sync?
She lip synced.
Nice.
She would. I remember she would just kind of spin side to side and let her arm dangle, and that was it. Like, you could tell she wasn't into it.
Yeah, of course.
It's like her parents forced to do it. I do remember being a kid and, like, you know those red balls you would play dodgeball with?
Oh, yeah.
Like in gym class, and you just stick two up under your gym clothes and be like, I'm Dolly Parton.
Oh, man. I still do that.
Yeah.
I put my knees in my shirt.
Yes. Yes. You squat down with your knees in your shirt.
I tried doing a bit about that one time. I was like, you guys ever put your knees in your shirt and beat off to it? It didn't work.
You should give it another try.
You should make a video, an internet video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where you have the knees in the shirt.
You know what?
Just jack it off into your...
You paste.
Or just you do that and Sean comes up and titty fucks your knees.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
You can paste baby bottle nipples onto your knees.
Yeah. God, that'd be funny.
Or just cultivate some pimples on your kneecaps.
And squeeze them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm lactating.
Oh, God, I'm lactating pus. Yuck.
I remember I went with a girlfriend one time and she got her nipples pierced, and when they pierced it, like, all this crud kind of came out. Like squeezing blackheads or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Out
of the nipple?
Out of, like, different holes. I guess a nipple is basically
there's more
just
than
a
one
sweat
hole.
Gland. Yeah, it's not like a hole. It's like
Swiss cheese
stuff going on. Yes, it's like a
It's like Ray Liotta's face.
It's like, you know, those frogs who have Seal. Babies out of their backs. It's like,
yeah,
it is. Yeah.
It's just like that.
Should I be like putting salicylic acid on my nipples to keep them clean or something?
I don't know. I guess it would happen to a boy. I guess if you squeezed, like if you ever like squeeze any part of your face hard enough, like
yeah.
something comes out of pores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she got like the bar through her nipple and it was just like, gee, it was like,
fuck.
You know, those Play-Doh.
That's so gross. You should have broke up with her.
We broke up. We broke up. Not immediately? Of that. No. No, but...
Did you yell, fuck this?
I was like, gross. And like,
fuck you, you string cheese.
No, but I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I can never find you attractive
again.
I'm going
to need a few minutes.
Mm. Oh, yeah. God.
And fucking, I've seen two partners have babies, and I'm still... This is still...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough. Okay. Speaking of titties.
Yeah?
So we got... I don't want to talk about net worth. Let's just go ahead and do the Elixir persona.
Okay.
All right.
Now, would you guys take a sip there? Who's going to be Whitney? Who's going to be Dolly?
I'm going to be Dolly.
Yeah, I figured you'd do that.
Do you want to be Whitney?
No, I'll be Whitney.
Well, okay. I mean, he just talked about how much he wanted to be. Okay. Whoa, look at those tits grow.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ladies, how are you?
Hey! Hey, how you doing? Hey, Whitney, how you doing?
Who are you, Pamela Anderson?
No, I'm Dolly Parton. I'm the country singer, guys, Dolly Parton.
You guys know each other.
Oh, that's great. I love yeah, we've Baywatch. Met. Baywatch so, is my favorite show.
Yes, would Brad?
You do, would you two do a favor for me? It's been a dream of my whole life.
Yeah?
To just hear you guys do a duet together.
Okay.
Would you both sing your greatest hits? Would you sing I Will Always Love You?
Oh, okay.
Just together for
Let's
me.
Let's do it. Hey, Whitney, you go ahead. You start it up. Good start. Real. Get them loose.
And I will always love you.
Yeah, that sounds good, Whitney.
Let me give you the drop. Ready?
All right.
You guys do it together.
Okay.
But of all this, I wish you love. Okay. So, snap out of it, fellas. Here we are at the end. Who
wow.
won?
I like how Dolly sounds like she's a goat singing in the water.
Like a little bit of a gizmo.
Yeah.
My tits hurt.
Fucking Yoda ass bitch.
Tits hurt, they do.
Who won, fellas?
Dolly.
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 Dolly. Middle child of 12. Grew up in a one-room shack. Went Jesus. On to conquer the world. Yeah. Dolly.
The Dalai Lama.
Pardon. Dalai Lama, because she's so giving, because she has a charity that gives books to stupid kids. Yeah. Or just any kid. Poor kids.
Ugly kids.
Dumb kids.
Fucking
kids with chicken pox. All right, guys. Well?
Yes.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, which is better pod. I recommend just calling.